Well, sure. I suppose, look, at the start of every year, you'd be budgeting for an All-Ireland. Getting there is the problem, like, you know. But look, now that we're there, we have to budget for it, and we have to raise money, and sure, that's what it's all about. But look, it's a brilliant position to be in. I'd take it every year if we could get there.
And there were a couple of dark days this year already. You know, we think back to the league campaign and the 11 goals against Tyrone and that kind of thing. But look, the girls really deserve credit for turning that around, don't they?
Ah, fabulous. Good. Yeah, the girls have done a tremendous, they've put in a tremendous amount of work. You know, look, I suppose what happened in the league has happened. We've moved on from that. And I mean, the effort of the players and new management, they've worked very hard in the last 10 weeks. And look, we're in an All-Ireland final now, and, you know, we're going to give it our best shot.
And as you say, a lot of the credit has to go to Lizzie Kent coming in and just changing the mood around the camp more than anything else. And they've looked, you know, transformed in the last couple of weeks. Can you take credit for bringing in Lizzie?
Sure. Look, as I say, as you take credit for bringing in Lizzie, look, Lizzie's a fabulous person. I spoke to Lizzie fortnight, I suppose, or 10 days after Paul Carty leaving, and you know, at that stage, look, Lizzie has a lot of irons in the fire, in fairness to the girl, like, you know. But I met her anyway, and we had a long chat. Eventually, I suppose, I won't say I talked her into it, but eventually she said yes. You know, I knew from that day on it would be onwards and upwards, and you know, thank God everything has worked out well so far.
You think back to 2014 and the Junior All-Ireland Final, and Wexford successful on that day against New York. We had Clara Donnelly on that team, and she's going to be a starring role there again on the 5th of September. So it's great to see that there is that link to success in the past as well, isn't there?
Yeah, I think there's three of the girls have All-Ireland medals from the Junior Final. I think Clara Donnelly was playing, and Roisin Murphy, and Kelly Carney was a sub on the day. So yeah, we have that little bit of experience there as well, like, which is nice.
And of course, as you mentioned, you know, this is an All-Ireland final, so it has to be paid for. So there is a couple of fundraising events going on. Just tell us how we can get involved and help out the girls.
Yeah, well, sure. Look, basically what we're doing is we're contacting businesses at the moment for the last couple of days and for all next week. We're looking to get signs up on the road. Anyone that wants to purchase a sign, it's an 8x4 road sign, will cost you €250. And they can contact myself or the county secretary or the county treasurer regarding that. We're just handing out letters to all the businesses in the county, or as many as we can reach to. And if there is anyone out there that would like to support us, I'll give you my phone number there later on, and they can contact me directly.
Brilliant. And it's not just financial support, you know, it's about getting behind the girls as well, and we're a county that does that really well. So, you know,
exactly.
It's just about, you know, getting behind the girls and giving them their support, isn't that it?
Exactly. It would be brilliant for the girls if we could win in All-Ireland. You know, we've been trying hard for the last number of years. They've put in a huge effort, and it would be brilliant to get the people of Wexford behind them, and I have no doubt that that will happen.
What's the situation with tickets now? Obviously, there was 40,000 in Croke Park today. There probably won't be anything near that for the 5th of September, but there is three games on the day, so I'm sure plenty of people would like to go.
Well, yeah, look, I'd say tickets... It's hard to know, to be honest with you, Aidan, because... Like 2 years ago, there was 56,000 at the three ladies football finals. You know, so I think tickets might be scarce enough, because I think Meath are going to bring a huge crowd to the senior finals, their first senior final playing Dublin, and there will be great rivalry with Meath and Dublin. I'll be honest with you, I don't know yet, Aidan, what way the ticket situation is going to be. I don't even know whether Wexford County Board will have tickets for sale or not. They may be all done directly through Croke Park online. We haven't been told yet.
Right, but just keep an eye on the social media channels in any way.
Yes, exactly. Keep an eye on the social media channels, and look, as soon as we know anything, we'll be passing it on to Liam, and I'm sure he'll get it announced on the sports programmes as well.
We certainly will. All right. Well, listen, thanks very much for coming on, and hopefully we'll be getting you back on talking about a brilliant success in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah. Can I just give you a couple of phone numbers there before I go, Aidan, please?
Absolutely.
Yeah, just my own phone number, if anyone wants to contact me regarding sponsorship, is 086... 811-1878. Our county secretary Ian Plunkett is 086-851-3563, and the county treasurer is Tony Cardiff, and his number is 087-655-4078. I would really appreciate if anyone want to get in contact with any of us regarding sponsorship, we will talk to you. Just one thing before I go, yeah. I would just like to thank Southeast Radio for all their help over the years, and I'd also like to thank Zurich Insurance, our main sponsors, for all their time and work as well.